When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. You can follow us on Twitter at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank. Now, we had a disappointing defeat at the hands of the Indiana Pacers. Not what we wanted, not at all. And to see me through the troubles, I had to go and recruit some guests to just help me along, to either bask in the misery with me or pull me out of it. We don't know yet. We'll see how it transpires. But I'm joined by Patty Rapp and David Rainey from the Who Effin' Knows podcast. How are we going, guys?
Going good, man. How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Making time for us today on the podcast. We've got to try to get it all, the time differences, I suppose, has been the tricky part, I guess. I was trying to work it out with Patty, and I was sitting there going, and then I realized daylight savings time had kicked in, and all of a sudden it's 14 hours, and everything's falling apart, and we managed to make it. But I'll kick off with the Pacers game. We took them on, we went and visited them, and we've been on the road for, feels like forever, that quick home game on Friday into the back-to-back in Atlanta and then into the Pacers game. Any high-level thoughts, Patty, probably first, if you want, on the game overall?
Overall? yeah, I mean, for me, it's high-level, it's a trend more so, not just this game, but throughout the season. It's been defense is something high level that's sticking out to me, a bit concerning to me, and we can dive in more as we go forward. But that was my takeaway in that game too, is just defensively, like, what are we doing? Where are we? Why are we not communicating? That's what sticks out to me. Lack of chemistry, you know, call it what you may, point at what you want, but something's missing there in my eyes. You know, maybe I'm wrong. I'm not the coach. But that's my very first take from that. What about you, Dave?
Yeah, I agree. Specifically for that game, it felt like the guard defense was kind of lacking. We struggled a lot to cover the pick and roll, I thought. And then Miles Turner was getting like a lot of backdoor passes, it seemed, at the rim. And kind of frustrating. Seemed like they were scoring on the same play over and over and over. But yeah, I'm with you. Something feels like it's missing. I don't really know what, but. Yeah, I don't know. Something's off.
Honestly, look, I completely agree with that Miles Turner, you know, that one play. It's just like, oh, I'm really tall, so I'll just throw it to you, and you can just have a layup right by yourself or a dunk. And if we decide that we might take that away from you, we'll splash a three. And, I mean, he's punished us before in the past. I remember that game, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, where he got in foul trouble, came back on with about 30 seconds left and hit the game tire, and we went overtime, and oh gosh, sweet memories. But honestly, it was like, oh, we're not going to take anything away from him. And when that happens, and it happens because the defense collapses because it starts at the guard play. Exactly like you said, you know, if you're not guarding a pick and roll, he's just going to walk to the rim and go, well, all right, I'll just lay it in then. I have 37 points. Don't worry about it. And
right.
Frustrating. I mean, and the, I suppose the key outcome of this, or the key story, I suppose, that we're hearing just this morning was that Larry Nance has a knee hyperextension now. As to the severity of his game time decision, so I don't know. Hopefully, it's just like a little jar. But I mean, what does that mean for the team going forward? He's been pretty good in the in the beginning. Yeah. What do you think, David?
Him and Jose seem to really be the energy off the bench. You know, so I don't know. Isn't that the same injury Herb had, and he missed four games? So we'll see. He said if he could have came back out, he would have. Like if they needed him to come back out, he would have. So that's, you know, promising. But yeah, man, that's one thing after another, right?
Yeah. And it's, well, no, it's tough too, right? Because you and I have talked about this a little bit. Like, what are we lacking? What do we need? And we keep pointing to, you know, needing another big in some way, shape or form. And when I hear or see Larry Nance getting hobbled up and being concerned that he's going to be out, he's been our small ball five most of the season. He's given us a lot of really good minutes at that spot. So then what happens? I mean, I know Willie's been pining for time. You know, does your play style change with Willie in? What do you go to? You know, that's just where my brain goes. And I'm not sure, you know, obviously, hopefully he's not out too long. You said it's the same as Herb. If we could get him back at the same timeline we got Herb back, I think that's ideal. You know, that's what I'd love to see. You already pointed to it, him and Jose being a large factor in that second unit and really the closing unit for him has been huge. So, yeah.
Particularly in those, and we've seen that, it's particularly in these comebacks, where we flirt with coming back and then go to overtime and lose. That last run lineup, that small ball five with him there, and you know, they just seem to get the tails up right at the end and run home and catch teams off guard a little bit. Unfortunately, the momentum has historically died every time, but hopefully that changes soon. I'm not all doom and gloom, but it really puts a spanner in the works with Larry going down, because he has been fantastic. And we've started to see, I suppose what's more disappointing for him and what I was going to say is that he's just come back from that meniscus. He's just getting his bounce back. You can see it. He's jumpy again. And then another knee injury. And, oh, you feel for him because, I mean, right. Meniscus injuries are a pain at the worst of times. Then you just have these like little silly injuries that you can't help. In your knees, it's a cause for concern. So we wish him all the best. Yesterday, one thing I thought in the first half, Brandon Ingram struggled. I think he went 2 of 8 in his first 8 shots. Do you think that's just shaking off rust, or does that become something more to look at, chemistry issues or anything like that?
You can go ahead, Patty.
Yeah, I was shaking my head. I was trying to make sure I didn't talk over you. I think it's rust. No, you're fine. I think it's rust. You know, he was getting some good looks, especially in that first quarter, and stuff just wasn't falling. I think the whole team in that first quarter, I remember the first like 6 or 7 minutes, I just remember thinking, man, him, CJ, a couple of guys were getting really good looks, and they just weren't dropping. They just weren't going in. And, you know, throughout the game, things got sloppy, and there's other things you point to, but I think for BI, it's just rust, and maybe even chemistry in a sense of learning to play together. You know, this starting five hasn't played together much. Apparently they're the best starting five in the league if you look at stats.
Yeah, but that's I was about to mention that they're, the team as a whole is actually first in total like points per game, which was a little bit shocking to me, to be honest, because it does seem like it's so sluggish and hard for them to get points. And like even the starters, if you look at just the starters, they're first in points, and it just doesn't feel that way.
It really doesn't. And it honestly feels like they're wading through mud in the first quarter. It's like always, it's like, why are we so slow? Why aren't we scoring? Right. And then you're like, oh, Zion has 18 in the first half. And you're like, what? Where? But honestly, it has felt like that at times. And it doesn't seem like the strategy that Willie Green was trying to put in with the 0.5 offense and the, you know, good to great sort of looks at times. I feel like we got away from that a little bit, probably more so than we did last year. And again, different team outlook, I suppose, from last year and different personnel. But do you think we need to go back and play a bit faster and move the ball? Because sometimes I feel it sticks. I honestly do. David?
Yeah, I think so. That's Patty and I have talked about this a lot. My frustrations with Zion, the way they play him in the post, I don't love it.
Agree.
Because I don't feel like he has a lot of post moves right now. Yesterday, he was hitting fadeaway jumpers. He's hitting the threes, and I love that. And my biggest thing with Zion is just to get him the ball in motion, you know, and play with some pace. I think that's when he's best. So yeah, I think 100% they should go back to that.
Yeah, do you think the same, Patty?
I agree in a sense. I definitely agree in the sense of I don't love posting Zion up as much as we do. I totally understand, you know, mismatch hunting, and he does have a mismatch a lot in the post, so I get it. He's got a quick first step. He's got tremendous bounce, so it makes sense, right, to throw it to him in the post as much as you do. But you kind of look around. I mean, there was a time or two, I think specifically last game, where you see Zion in the post with a mismatch, and then you see JV three steps away posting up somebody else. The spacing's kind of off. It just feels weird. And I think that I point back to chemistry, which is what I was saying a few minutes ago. But somebody even pointed out recently, I think they said Herb Jones looks a little off this year offensively, which was a bit shocking to me because I didn't necessarily realize it. But once they said it, I went back and looked, and you know, he looks off as well. And I think that also points to chemistry. You know, when you're forcing the ball down low continuously, or you're not moving the ball like you were before, it makes people play a little more reactive instead of with anticipation, right? And you could point to that on defense too. It seems like the team is playing a lot more reactionary as opposed to just anticipating what to do and then attacking. And it feels like when we get in our funks, like that is the thing. If I could point to anything, some like perfect phrase, right? Like that's the thing that I'm thinking every time I see it.
Yeah. Oh, reactionary is exactly what I've been screaming at my TV. It's like, just preempt what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. Like none of this has been catastrophic mastermind coaching from the opposition. It is purely that we are sitting there like, oh, okay, well, get a layup then, whatever. You know, we'll let you have that one, but then we'll also let you have this three. And then on offense, it's like, oh, yeah, well, I'll post up, then you post up, and then you can shoot a fadeaway three, and then you can get a mid-range. And then Herb Jones is like, I'm still here in the corner. Like, anytime you want me, just feel free to kick it. And it doesn't seem to happen until the fourth quarter. I know in that Atlanta run right at the end, Herb Jones got going in the fourth quarter.
Right.
What did he end up with, 19 or something? Managed to drag it back to the overtime game. And honestly, if you can get guys going early, well, all of a sudden you're not digging yourself out of a hole. You're making them chase you. And I think with the team that we have, and like we said, you know, it's the best offensive team in starting five in the league, and that I think even like the advanced stats, like the plus minus or something, it's the best or one of the best in the league as well, that five. I think we should be flat track bullies. You know, you need to come in and just absolutely decimate teams from the jump. And I felt like we were doing that to start the season. And then BI went out, obviously Herb went out. And who else was out? Someone else was out as well.
Is that I'm blanking.
That might be. Oh, and Dyson as well.
That's
yeah.
Right.
So probably to a lesser extent, Dyson. But yeah, I mean, of the starters, you've got those two guys out. All of a sudden, you've had Najee and Trey come in, and now they look a bit stagnant as well. When they come in, Trey's gone cold. Maybe it is just reps, and we're all just panicking from the post-traumatic stress of last year.
Yeah, I don't think if you follow on Twitter, you would think just the sky has fallen right now. And I just don't – that's not the case to me. You know, yeah, I mean, I guess it's a little bit disappointing where we're at right now. But maybe we all came in with a little bit too high expectations, you know. But we're an eighth of the way through the year. I don't think it's time to panic, especially when, like – Patty keeps mentioning the chemistry. These guys, the starters specifically, haven't played together all that many games. I think it's just everybody just needs to take a breath, you know.
It is easier said than done, though. I know at
right,
times.
Sure.
And if you say that to Twitter, it's like you might as well log off for a week because people are coming for you and they'll rock up on your front door.
Twitter's ready to fire Willie Green already. I saw that the other day and gasped. I was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Yeah. I was like, are you just joining this year? Like, this is the best it's ever been. I completely agree, and I suppose Twitter is a unique place where people just can say what they want, and it doesn't matter if you say you don't like pancakes, you know that means that you like waffles, or vice versa. You know, there's that old phrase. It's like, it's not the same thing. And Twitter is just a fickle beast, to say the least. But next game coming up, I think we have a day off, and then we got the Chicago Bulls, I think, from memory. Hopefully we can win. What are your predictions of that against that team, Patty?
Yeah, I'll jump in. I think it's interesting. They're in a very similar position to us at the moment. I mean, they're what, 6-6, hovering right at 500. It's not a must win. You don't have any must wins this early in the season, right? But it's a like to win. It's a time to right the ship game, right? I said the other day, like, there's 82 games, right? I'm not going to overreact to any one game, but it's definitely time to start trending in the right direction. You know, you're starting to see some poor habits develop. You're starting to see the same game over and over. You would like to see specifically some of the young guys maybe come out, course correct, see Willie maybe course correct, shift up some things, which he's shown he does through history. Yeah. You know, not a must win, but I think that you want to walk away from that game seeing improvement and seeing, you know, growth.
Yeah, I think I'm with you 100%. I was going to mention your tweet just like you did. I think you look for more. Like the problems they've been having, you're looking for those specific things to improve a little bit. Like for me personally, I'd like to see them actually get off to a hot start, unlike they have in the past few games. That's my biggest thing, and not having to claw back at the end of games. You know, that's the most frustrating part. Because like you said, Lyle, we should be bullying teams with as good of the offense that we have. And I mean, the Bulls are good. They're a playoff team in the East, you would think. So you'd like to see them be competitive with those level teams, because that's where we're expected to be at. So, I mean, but like Patty said, not must win, I don't think, but you at least want to see something in the right direction. You don't want to keep seeing these same problems over and over again.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's the big thing from it. Yeah, maybe must win is me trying to exaggerate it all, but it is one of those things that you need to see a change in habit, I think is a great word as well. Adjustment. I think adjustments need to happen, whether that is we throw caution to the wind and you give Billy Hernan Gomez 15 minutes, or you play, especially if Larry's out, you play Jackson Hayes and just see what happens. You play Dyson, because when he's played, for the most part, but barring one moment in his early career, he's been fantastic. So whether they do that, I don't know, but I think there needs to be some sort of shakeup, and perhaps there's a comfort level from some of the guys that they know that, okay, well, Willie's going to give me at least 15 minutes a game. No one is behind me trying to push me out of that spot. And all of a sudden you get complacent. And I don't know if that's true. That's just me surmising. But I know in good teams, you have that depth where there are guys that are there to take your spot. And if you don't have that mentality, and that you're in the hot seat all the time, then you get comfortable and you think things are just going to happen. I know Willie Green said in the post game, you can't just roll the balls out and expect to win. And when you have your coach saying that, you're like, well, can you tell them that? We know. It is. I mean, overall, I don't think the sky's falling. I think we're better than we were last year. I mean, last year, this would have been a much sadder podcast, but yes. And it was, if we go back and listen.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But regardless, speaking of podcasts, you guys host the Who Effin' Knows and this changing tack. Can you talk to us about your pod? And I really enjoy it. It's great. David?
So we are not structured at all in our podcast. Patty and I tend to come in with, usually our topics are discussed 2 minutes before the podcast starts, and we just kind of go, you know, on a whim, and that's why they end up being as long as they are. I think when we got into it, our whole idea was we wanted it to just be two guys sitting at a bar having a conversation. And that's really what we aim for. That's why it is a sports podcast. But if you listen, a lot of the times we go off the rails on some things sometimes. People probably don't know, Patty and I have only known each other for maybe 3 months now. And I mean, it's, to us, we seem like the chemistry is pretty good for, you know, people who don't really know each other, but now I spend as much time with him as I do with my wife. So, you know, we're getting there.
Sorry. Sorry about that. Yeah. Totally. Sorry. Unscripted. It does go off the rails a lot. And we were joking before we came on here. I said, hey, let's not go crazy here. Like let's let Lyle do his thing. We'll just sit back. We'll chat, you know, we'll chat pals. Yeah, we originally started, I would pour bourbon. I'm a bourbon guy, and I would pour a glass of bourbon. I'd go through like three glasses of bourbon while we're sitting there recording. And he would drink a couple beers. And it was, like he said, just like two guys at a bar, just shooting the stuff. So it's a fun time. It goes long sometimes, but you know, it's fun.
Very, very long. The last one was like a feature film, as we keep saying. We're trying to cut it down, but we get into these topics and these conversations, and it just runs, and you hate to just cut it off, you know? So no, it's fun. We have a good time.
Yeah, no, I really enjoy the pod, and it is like two guys sitting at the bar, and you wouldn't know that you'd only just met. It is very organic. And I think that's what makes good podcasts, is that you can sit there and you feel like you're part of the conversation, and it doesn't feel like it's forced, and it doesn't feel like it's like, here's a question. Discuss. Right. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that is much like this podcast, but you know, it is it really is a great podcast. So guys, where can we find you, and can you shout out your show and what's going on, anything coming up? That'd be great.
Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, I'll take it. Sorry, my daughter's in the background here trying to get my attention. It's dinner time in New Orleans. You can find us everywhere, really, on any streaming service. We do a lot on YouTube. Who Effin' Knows. The nose is spelled K-N-E-A-U-X-S. We're also pretty active on Twitter. There's a couple different accounts you can follow. Mine personally at the Patty V. Dave, you just changed yours. Why don't you tell the world what you changed it to?
Yeah, that's been a running thing on our show. I've really hated my Twitter handle. It was at rainy_days. The E was a 3 backwards. I made it when I was in high school.
Amazing.
And, you know, that was a thing. So I've been trying for the longest time to get a new Twitter handle, but everything was taken. And finally, the other day, I was able to get the Dave Rainey. So that is now my new Twitter handle.
Mate, congratulations. Giving up your old Twitter handle and Hotmail accounts and things like that. It's a step in the right direction. Just let them go.
Yeah, just to follow up on Patty said, we like to push. We're available everywhere. We like to push the video version of the pod because we think it's just better because we have these little reactions on camera and it just makes the show so much better. Patty's dogs are always involved in the video, so that's fun too.
Yeah, well, guys, go and check all of it out. I'm sorry to cut you off, Patty. Feel free to jump in.
No, I was going to say we'd be remiss if we didn't mention at Be In The Know on Twitter as well. That's Ethan runs that, but that's where we started, you know. So at Be In The Know, the know is KNEAUX. Spelled the same way as the podcast. But yeah, go ahead, Bob.
Awesome. Check it out, guys. Thank you guys for jumping on. Go and check out Who Effing Knows. Go and check out The Know as well, because fantastic website and everything they do over there is awesome. I've had a couple of good chats with Ethan throughout the journey and really lovely fella as well, so shout out to him. And it's been great to chat pals with you guys. Appreciate your time and have to have you on again.
No problem. Hopefully we can get together whenever you aren't you coming down for
a game? Yeah, no, we'll be down on when I'll be in New Orleans. I'll be in the US from the 16th of December, but I think I'll be 26th of December, Boxing Day. I'll be there, so we'll catch 5 or so games, and it's going to be outstanding. So we're only like a month and a half away, which has crept on us up on us, but very, very excited. So yeah, we'll have to tee something up when we're down here and have a couple of bourbons and a couple of beers, and
there you go.
We'll be into it.
Talking our language.
But yeah, thanks, guys. Guys, this has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm your host, Lyle Swithenbank. I was joined by Patty V, Dave Rainey. Stay safe, and of course, bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.